More trouble for Boeing this week. A federal task force investigating two devastating crashes of the 737 MAX jet says the company failed to adequately explain the plane's new software system to regulators. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bob Hertan. He's a retired professor of aviation safety, a former naval aviator, and aerospace physiologist. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, Kim.
According to the New York Times, the task force report says full information about the control system went to different groups, and that if regulators had fully understood what was happening, do you think they would have identified the problem sooner?
Well, the problem when you have separate groups or disparate groups and they don't communicate well or don't communicate at all, then, yeah, you're going to have problems. And you have to have a clearinghouse at some point where everybody gets their information, puts it together, and then they can make a decision that may not have happened in this case.
Why didn't the anyone at the FAA realize they didn't have the full picture, do you think?
They may have been boresighted on just their particular issue and also had the assumption that someone else had oversight. I don't really know, but that's typically from what I've seen with mishap investigations sometimes that, oh, I thought you were doing it. Well, I thought you were doing it, and no one was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Boeing says the airlines have notified them about the cracks in that critical component of the 737, a different model than the MAX, but dozens of planes are still grounded. So what comes next? What else needs to be done to make sure these planes are safe?
Well, they're going to have to look at the, see if there's any commonality for the cracks, the cycles for the takeoff landings and maybe types of flights, or if there have been any hard landings, other things that may contribute to it. So they have to really dig down into the history of the aircraft and then also look at the component manufacturer and see what's going on.
It looks like they were saying the MAX jets might be back up and running in January. Do you think that's going to be the case?
Well, every time they make a deadline, it gets moved. So I think they're still, you know, they were going to be December, now it's January. And unless something else weird pops up, they really got to get their act together and then everybody agree that they've solved the issue. Because you've got the issue with the air crew and the flight crew, the front and back of the airplane, as well as the paying passengers that need to have confidence that airplane is going to, their takeoffs and landings are going to equal.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for your insight, Bob.
All right. You're welcome, Kim.
That's Bob Hertan, retired professor of aviation safety.